News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time here today and every single day. Prince William is going to play the ad. You've already heard it. We're going to give you a free play of this thing, but he's going to stop it as I command him throughout this entire thing because it is so stupid. It really pisses me off. It's so mad. I don't know how you could vote for Jeremy Oden with this ad on the radio. I just don't know how you could. I just don't know how you could vote for Jeremy Oden with this ad on the radio. I don't care about anything else with the Public Service Commission. I don't see how you could vote for Jeremy Oden with this ad on the radio. Roll it.
Pull! Dang! Locked in like...
Always toting Jeremy
Oden. Listen to how these people sound. Listen to how they sound. Does the person making these commercials, A, respect you, or B, think you're a redneck clown? Prince William, A or B?
Redneck clown.
All right. Let it go. Roll it.
Oden? Yeah, just like he's locked in on busting up Biden's radical green policies.
Pull!
Always aiming for lower utility costs.
No wonder Odin's Trump approved.
Stop. Trump approved. Somebody go find me where Donald Trump has ever said the words Jeremy Oden. So find me anything you can where Jeremy Oden is even referenced by Donald Trump.
Also, to think that Trump would hear about this guy because he's for lower electric bills, I doubt it.
So stupid. It's so stupid. It is so stupid. Now, apparently there is a photo of Trump and Oden shaking hands, but, I mean, all you gotta do is pay the money and get there, you know? It's not as if there's, like, some endorsement or anything like this. It is so stupid. It is so, so stupid. Oh! God, it's infuriating. It is so infuriating. The closest you can get is that Trump administration appointed him in 2020 to serve on the National Coal Council. You think Donald Trump was involved in that decision? You think Donald Trump made that call? Give me that Jeremy Oden guy. He's always toting. Continue.
Now we got to reload in the runoff on June 21st.
Stop. I'll be voting.
These people hate you. I don't know how much clearer I can make it. Listen to how they're trying to convince you to vote for the person they want you to vote for. Listen to the disrespect in this ad. Just listen to it. Listen to how these actors talk. Listen to them. They are telling you that you are stupid and you are rubes. Are you? I guess we gotta reload in the runoff. Roll it.
For always toting Jeremy Oden.
Paid political advertisement. Jeremy H. Oden. P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Always toting Jeremy Oden. It really makes me sick. I truly, this is the ad that I hate more than any political ad I've ever heard in my life. And there have been political ads that run on WVNN where people attacked me, where I was for some reason the target of a political attack ad. It made no sense. Those people got their asses kicked in the election, and it was embarrassing all the way around. But what the hell? I mean, it's truly shocking stuff here. How bad this commercial is. And I like Jeremy Oden. The little interaction I've had with him, he seems like a decent dude. But this is desperation, and it is pathetic. And I truly cannot get behind something so freaking sad. And it just makes me mad. Listen to the commercial. Listen to the disrespect in the voices of these people. Listen to what they're saying to you about you. Listen to how they feel about you as a human being. You have got to have some respect for yourself. We have got to have some respect. And listen, I talk to people about this. I talked to members of the Public Service Commission
about this. I have talked to elected officials, to political leaders, to all sorts of people about this. And there is not a single person that is not absolutely shocked by these ads and how stupid and disrespectful they are. And I don't play the, oh, I feel disrespected card all that often, because I think it truly is one of the sillier things that people do. Well, you disrespected me. I think that's kind of ridiculous. But in this particular case, it's not just disrespect of me. It is disrespect of our society as a whole. It is just wild disrespect towards the state of Alabama in total. Just completely slapping us. This is like coming to your parents' house and slapping your mother right across the face. Like just slapping her right across the face, having so little respect for her that you're going to just slap, they're going to slap your mother right across the face. And I'm sorry, I can't vote for someone that's going to slap my mother across the face. And that's exactly how this ad makes me feel. It makes me feel that way. It makes me feel, and I know people are going to say, Taylor, you're really overreacting to this ad. I cannot make this any clearer. I cannot make it any clearer. Always toting Jeremy Oden. That right there is just a blatant sign of disrespect. Just a blatant sign of disrespect. And you cannot stress this enough. The people that do stuff like this should not win. Okay? They should lose. And the people that support stuff like this should lose. That's just the way it is. Always toting Jeremy Oden. Just a pathetic ad that I will not vote for. I don't care if the other guy's a communist. He has my vote. Period.
This is the Dale Jackson Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.